The COP26 conference is in its second week, with leaders from around the world convening in Scotland to discuss actions that could be taken to curb climate change. But it's not just presidents and prime ministers that are there to work toward a cleaner future. Mayors are also in Glasgow, including Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego, who, while there, argued it's cities that are leading the way on this. Mayor Gallego joins us now on the line to tell us more about her experience there. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning.
So this is obviously an international conference. Most of the headlines have been about, you know, the president speaking there, et cetera. But you have said that mayors, cities can really impact things from a local level. Why?
The first big commitment to curb greenhouse gas emissions at COP26 came from cities. I am pleased to be the co-chair of Climate Makers, Climate Mayors, which is a group of American mayors that announced 100 cities plus will reach net zero by 2050 and 50% reductions in this decade. We joined with mayors all over the world. I worked particularly with the mayors of Los Angeles, Stockholm, Bogota, and Paris to collect 1,049 cities that are going to reach those goals, which represents 1.5 gigatons by 2030. So cities are really making a difference already.
Yeah, yeah. In Phoenix, the goal is to reach net zero by 2050. That's been the plan here. Are we on track at this point to meet those goals?
We are. We've been working quite hard. As you know, we are America's fastest growing big city. And so the fact that we've been able to reduce emissions requires a lot of partnership from our residents who are investing in energy efficient appliances, using transit and walking more. But it's exciting that we're able to be leading in areas like cool pavement and solar energy here in Phoenix.
I want to talk more about those efforts, because what those get at is heat right here. Like, Phoenix is facing some unique and serious climate challenges in the future when it comes to extreme heat, especially. What kinds of things can you do at a city level, invest in from a city level, to really make a difference?
One of the things I was able to talk about with other mayors was our cool pavement program, which has been shown to reduce the temperatures by 10 to 12 degrees, according to ASU. It turns out we joined the city of Athens and the city of Freetown as some of the first global cities to have a heat office. And so we're talking about how we can better manage heat, whether it be how we build buildings or tree planting had a major emphasis at COP, which was a pleasant surprise for me.
What are some of the things that other cities are doing that you got ideas from that we aren't already doing here?
Well, we did see some very significant commitments to tree planting that we hope to learn from. It was interesting to see London, who has dramatically changed the way their airport works on sustainability, and I have, I think we can see a way to do that at Sky Harbor to make sure that it stays as America's leading airport in many metrics, including sustainability. It was also wonderful to see how many potential partnerships they are. The finance committee was there, community was there. There were a lot of philanthropists who want to help make sure that solutions such as trees happen in every corner of cities, including where people are most vulnerable. It was a very inspiring trip.
So lastly, then, I want to ask you, Mayor, just about how we make this happen, right? Some of these things are already underway. Do we need more funding? Are you looking for maybe federal funding to go into programs like this? Because the change needs to happen relatively rapidly.
Well, we were excited that there are some corporate partners who are willing to commit to helping us with trees in Phoenix. So that might be the first thing our residents see as a result of this trip. Phoenix is quite competitive for some of the grants that will come out of the federal infrastructure bill that passed, such as in electric vehicles, which will be a big way we can help reduce both smog and greenhouse gas emissions here. So I think we are well positioned in Phoenix to come up with the past and the innovative solutions to address this problem.
All right. Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego joining us to talk more about her experience at COP26. Mayor, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.